When he had spoken these words, the Jews departed, having a great dispute among themselves. When Paul said what he said, it slices between people who are going to accept it and people who aren't going to accept it. And they walked away disputing among themselves, having a strong conflict. A dispute among themselves is the same word that happened between Paul and Barnabas. Do you remember when they parted company? They had a dispute among themselves. And so here's Paul, and he's cutting through it. And then verse 30 tells us the end of the story. He lived there 2 whole years at his own expense and welcomed all who came to him, and proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness and without hindrance. Christian testimony is told in several ways in the book of Acts. Every testimony bears witness to Jesus the Messiah, God's hero who saves people from sinful death through forgiveness in his name. And we mustn't make the mistake that the radical conversion of Paul means our lesser sins don't make a useful testimony. Or worse, that we're okay. Have any of you had this reaction since last week? I talked about in a testimony there's a before, and then there's a conversion event, and then there's your life lived after, and that sometimes there's a before and there's a conversion event, and maybe in your season of life there's another adjustment that happened more recently, and so your life. Every time you read the Bible is an adjustment, and so then you live your life. And I wonder, and a couple of people mentioned this to me, what about me? I don't have a testimony like that. I didn't go and kill Jews and drag them off to prison and then see a light and change. I didn't used to be a biker and wake up in the gutter the morning after and think, oh, I've got to stop this drugs and alcohol. I don't have a testimony. I stole a sweetie from Granny's sweetie jar and I was caught and I felt real bad. You know? And the scripture talks about all sorts of Christians. The scripture says in Psalm 22, yet you are he who took me from the womb. You made me trust you at my mother's breasts. On you I was cast from my birth, and from my mother's womb you have been my God. And so there's a person born into a believing home and who was taught to trust God the whole time, who maybe didn't have a calamity and a breakdown, but is walking and believing. But we must all face the fact that Jesus said, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. You have to face that. And it's believing. And our belief has to be followed by action. And our lives must demonstrate a definitive change in behavior. And testimony doesn't depend on how bad or how good you are. Our witness hinges on being guided by God to serve him in this life. We are the difference that God is making in the world. And the book of Acts tells us about a bunch of folks who are just like you. Many people will not come to God for forgiveness. That's between them and God. But some people's issues are not necessarily with God. They are hung up with the witness of the church. God calls you to live for him, and that issue is between God and you. We are to share our lives with others. Actions that tell the story. That is why we have the book of Acts. That's a story told from the people whose actions told the story and constantly bore witness to Jesus Christ. Whatever happens to you next, whether it is good news or bad news, we shall see. But how we respond moment by moment bears witness to Christ, whether we're intimate with God or not. And I'll close reading this. The one who does not love does not know God, for God is love. That's 1 John chapter 4, verse 8. And if we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13, if I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy, a gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to move mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And if I give away all that I have, and if I deliver my body up to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It's not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. Amen. Amen. We all agree with this. We all know that measured by that standard, we fail. We recognize that these people in the book of Acts, they were failures whom God used and whom, when they followed him, succeeded. And he calls us to be people who are successful in his name. And there lies ahead great things for us to do together. And there lies ahead for you great things in your story that will unfold, and you think to yourself, is this bad news or is this good news? God has said that all things work together for good for those who love him and who are called according to his purpose. Line up with God's purpose. Be in line with God's purpose and be just like these people in the book of Acts. And your story is God's story, and the world is changed through you. And that is the message this morning. Thank you for your time. God, help us to hold fast to these truths and help us to discern your call upon each of our lives individually and what that means for us as a church communally. And we commit ourselves into your hand in the wake of this idea. Amen. Thank you.